Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Professor Alan Bell is the Director of the Institute of Cultural Discourse and Communications at AUT. This week, they released the results of a wide-ranging survey regarding internet usage in New Zealand. Dr. Bell joins us now. So, Alan, tell us about the survey results that were released this week. This is a pretty wide-ranging survey, isn't it?
Yeah, every 2 years we survey somewhere between 1,200 and 1,500 Kiwis, asking them about their relationship with the internet, how they use it and what their attitudes to it are. And so we did this survey fairly late last year, and I've just released the results in the past week or so after a good deal of number crunching to produce our findings. So I guess one of the most interesting things is that the digital divides that we've seen in the previous survey, and which are quite well known to exist around the world between, for instance, genders or by age or by economic indicators, seem to be lessening in New Zealand now compared with what they were.
So the rich aren't getting richer, the poor aren't getting poorer when it comes to the internet, at least.
That's only half true. Right. So there are two sides to the coin, really. So when we did our survey in 2007, already the genders were pretty well equal in their internet usage and skills and all that kind of thing. This time when we've done it, we've found out that that the ethnicity differences have evened out largely, with the exception that Asian New Zealanders are way above other ethnicities in terms of their relationship with the internet. Income and area, that is, between big city down to rural, are less marked divides than they used to be, but they are still there.
According to the survey, we've got 83% of the country on the internet. Is that a healthy amount? Is that in line with the Western world?
That's getting up there in line with the rest of the world. In fact, even 2 years ago, our internet access tended to be pretty much parallel with countries we'd like to compare ourselves with, like US, Australia, Germany, and so on. Where we did lag was in our use of broadband 2 years ago. 2 years ago, there were only 67% of the users were on broadband. Now it's 82%, and that is much more parallel to comparable countries.
Is it those, I mean, the 83% of us that are on the internet, so the ones that aren't, is that where we start to see some of the more familiar themes coming through in terms of ethnicity, in terms of socioeconomic, you know, differences?
Yeah, not so much ethnicity. As I say, that's tended to even out a bit more. Socioeconomically, definitely, it's still there. So we ask people about their household income, and there's a quite definite gradient from the lowest income level, step by step, up to the highest income level, in terms of all the kinds of things you ask about. So is, are you on the internet? Have you got broadband? How do you rate your ability on the internet? And all those kinds of things, those all tend to be graded according to income. So while I guess I'd characterise it as, while the internet is more widespread to the extent it's now becoming pretty much an expected technology for most New Zealanders, the price of being a have-not has gone up because it's expected. That means that some things that might be expected of you, you can't meet because you can't go online.
So that 17% are in a worse place than they were a few years ago?
Don't know about worse, but not better anyway. I guess worse in the sense that the difference between having and have-not is sharpened when more people are haves.
One of the interesting results of the survey that I found was that only 35% of the respondents listed the internet as being important for entertainment. I would have thought that number would have been much bigger. Did that alarm you?
Didn't alarm me. It's actually considerably up on 2 years before, a long way up. Still well behind TV in terms of entertainment. I think that's pretty expectable at this point. But if you looked at the age pattern of that, I'm sure you will see that the younger you are, the more you are using the internet for entertainment. So, in fact, that's something that I'm sure, as we do our surveys every couple of years, is going to increase really markedly.
You mean there are actually non-entertainment things you can do on the internet? They're actually legitimate.
I think some people have heard of them, yeah.
Right, oh, okay. Yeah. There seems like there's been a bit of a change, a bit of an increase this year in terms of New Zealanders using social media. Has that been a marked increase over the last 3 years?
Yeah, it's gone up hugely, actually, to the extent that now half of the people we surveyed are using social media.
How does that compare with overseas? I mean, are we bigger on Facebook than those overseas?
Can't tell you that, I'm afraid.
No? Yeah.
Just to background you on how the survey works, so the World Internet Project New Zealand is one partner among 30 around the world, and those partners do a survey sometimes every year, sometimes every second year. And in the year in which a survey is done, one of the other countries gathers and compares the figures from all the countries who did their surveys in that year. So we've only just managed to report for New Zealand on our figures for last year, and it will take our international partners another 6 months to crunch the comparisons, I'm afraid. So you can ask me that question late in the year and I'll be able to help you.
And social network, social media overall, what sort of numbers in New Zealanders are using it?
Nearly half, according to our survey, yeah. Including getting up there among relatively older age groups that 2 years ago just didn't figure.
It's significant in the last week, I think, isn't it, that Facebook's taken over Google in terms of number of hits.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. One other thing we found in relation to that was that in terms of generating content on the net, that is posting pictures and stuff like that, Facebook is the place where a large proportion of that happens. So the audio and the pictures and the video and so on.
I found it interesting in the survey in the sections that talk about social media. It seems to me like it would be difficult to generalize about social media websites when they're so obviously about specific ones. I mean, this is Facebook people looking at, not social websites. Was there an attempt to sort of separate the general from the specific in that area in the survey?
Not as much as you would like, really. It's a big broad brush survey which asks very, in many cases, very general questions, and actually for which people supply their own definitions. So, for instance, are you on the internet? Do you use broadband? We don't define those for people. They define them for themselves in answering. And that means, of course, is there's quite a lot of scope for self-understandings, which are rather different from across the sample and different from how we might understand something. It's the problem of the big survey that you trade off between the scale of the survey and the particularity of the questions.
It seems, I mean, you say that we've closed the gaps, which I guess must be a good thing in terms of the digital divide. Are there areas of concern still?
In terms of the digital divide?
Well, yeah. Just in terms of New Zealand's use of the internet.
I would say that the use and the attitudes to it have come on over time, basically. Particularly, I think, the greater spread of broadband means that a whole lot of usages that haven't really been practicable before become practicable over time, which is why you can regard the internet, particularly through broadband, as a technology which now at 80%+ is pretty much at the top of the curve of adoption of a technology in society. And so there are perhaps 15% of people who aren't in there, but there are a large majority who are. And that means that things like social media, it means like downloads of large files and so on, just have become much more easy and much more embedded as things that people do.
There's been a lot of talk in the last few weeks about the fast fibre cable and getting sort of that really high-end internet to New Zealand. Not having that now, is that a hindrance to our development as a media savvy, internet savvy country?
Oh, I'm sure it does affect, yeah. I mean, even when you ask the question, are you on broadband, you really should be asking the subsidiary question, what kind of broadband are you on? How fast is it? Because that affects very much the uses you do. But again, that's something that we haven't been able to go into the detail on.
And so do you expect to see any trends continue? I mean, looking forward to, say, next year's survey, is there something that you could predict for us now?
Yeah. I think the next survey will be in it is, in fact, next year, but won't be reported for a couple of years. I think the flattening trends in the divide that we've seen will largely tend to continue, and broadband will spread, but it'll spread more slowly because it's got less territory to spread into. And the uses associated with all that, so the downloads and the social media, I think we would think will all continue to go in the direction they are. What will probably happen also is that the technologies of internet access will start to change. And so we're already seeing that mobile is up. I think it was around about 15% people accessing through mobile, and that's a big increase on 2 years ago. And it wouldn't surprise me to see mobile access up pushing towards 30-40% in a couple of years' time.
Brilliant. Well, we'll speak to you possibly in a couple of years' time, possibly next year, about how true your predictions are. Thanks very much for coming along.
You're welcome.
That was Professor Alan Bell from AUT. Coming up after the break, we talk climate change and philosophy, then get oiled up for a bodybuilding story.